I know. Hey, nobody's on yet but me.
Okay. I'm gonna put it a little bit louder.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Good evening.
Chavoto.
Chavoto.
Please join me in saying the Anabekoah. Anabekoah. Gedula Shemincha. Bati. Alphabet Gimel Yutak Sadi Gavel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudha Givavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Galem Betet Resh Tzaditat Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adatat Tet Kufet Tet Nunayan Yahid Geye Lamcha Pene Melamed Pe Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatsia Katenu Yodea Talumo Shinkufat Sadiutah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet, Notse Chesed La'alafim, Notse Awon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty using a tool, which is a pasuk from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro, pasuk 29. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutsha barichu ishkite bichilu urchimud hilud hilu urchimud. Le'afda l'shem yudhe b'vavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Va'yino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandukucha Marichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Vitata Kola Ihu Kishot Viovada Dikshot Le'ela Nila Bialma Divaye Barnash Ledachya leya mineya ulan haga, eya kalana tehakulu ovada, di shot inun wikola itsteris, be alma. This is the energy of the year 5780, our current year. This has a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that has connection to both of these energies. Tonight, that verse that we will study is Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 2. Uyata ben Adam, ha tishpo, etir hadamim, behodata et kol tovotecha. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami le'Israel umtati v'shakan tatkav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. Please make a note for yourself. Starting next Motzei Shabbat, that is the Parasha of Beshalach. The Tuesday of that week is a good time to say the Mana prayer, which you can find on the unique astrological times link of the Yeshem website. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me me he shi la la he ata ata he ta e zayo ala da la awa he he a yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa la la yo la awa wa me he la Nu la ha yo 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 me la he te se wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. A nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la, yo la, hey. Sa a la, re yo, a shi la, me be, ye me yo, hey. Wa hey, wa, da nu yo, hey, hey, shi, a me me. Nu nu a, nu yo ta, me be, hey, pe wa yo. Nu me me, yo yo, la, hey, re, hey, me ta, re. Wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo. Wa me be me nu ko, a yo wa he be wa. Re a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sabe te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a kameta e he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he e yo yo he me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo, a a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me. Nu he a, nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko, a la a he ke wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 29th day of Tevet, Rabbi Yehoshua Leib Diskin, Rabbi Yerachmiel Yisrael Yitzhak of Alexander, Rabbi Marcus Adler, Rabbi Meir Chodosh, Rabbi Daniel Levy, Rabbi Chaim Shamshon Shuyat Chisid, Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri, is a renowned Mekubal, foremost of the previous generation. He passed in 2006. Under some very unusual circumstances having to do with his student who had died from a heart attack in the years of, I think he was in his early 50s. And that shock sent Rabbi Kaduri into the hospital where he did finally succumbed. And there are many stories about him. now connect to the Ani meditation, where we climb the tree of life. Malhut. Yo ahe niwa yo hey. Yo ahe niwa yo hey. Yo ahe niwa yo hey. Yesod. You ahu niwu yo hu. You ahu niwu yo hu. You ahu niwu yo hu. Od. You ahu niwu yo hu. You ahu niwu yo hu. You ahu niwu yo hu. Netzach. Ye ahi niwi yo hi. Ye ahi niwi yo hi. Ye ahi niwi yo hi. Tiferet. Yo ahu niwo yo ho. Yo ahu niwo yo ho. Yo ahu niwo yo ho. Gevura. Ye ach niwi yo. Yeah, me we yosh. Yeah, me we yosh. Chesed. Yeah, any way yo head. Yeah, any way yo head. Yeah, any way yo head. Tina. Yeah, any way yo hey. Yeah, any way yo hey. Yeah, any way yo hey. Achma. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. The SRD Brooks. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi ha-shem Elohecha, asher hotzeiticha. Me'eretz mitraim li-o, mi-bnei bit-avadim, lo yihye lecha Elohim. Acherim al panai lo taseh lecha. Teseh wikol temuna asher b'shamayim mimal. Washer ba'aretz mitachat begli asher b'mayim. Mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachaveh. Lachem. Willo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkanach poked awon avot al banim al shileshim v'al ribeim l'shonai v'yoseh chesed l'alafim la'ohavai Ushomrei mitzvotai, lo tisai et shem Hashem Elohecha. Lashal ki lo yinake Hashem at et asher yisa et shemo lashal zachor et yom ha-shabbat kadsho. Sheshet yamin, ta'avod v'yasita, ko melachtecha, v'yom hashvi'i shabbat la'ashem, Elohecha lo ta'aseh, ko melacha, atav v'incha v'itecha, avdecha v'yamadcha, uvhemtecha, Begercha asher bisharecha, ki sheshet yamim masa Adonai, et hashamayim, v'et haaretz, et hayam, v'et kol asher bam, v'yanach bayom ashbi. Al kein berach Adonai et yom hashabbat, Vayikadshehu, kabed et avicha v'et imecha, Leman Yarikun Yamecha Al Adama Asher Adonai Elohecha Noten Lach Lo Tirzach Lo Tinaf Lo Tikno Lo Tanebereacha Ed Shaker Lo Tachmod Beit Re'echa Lo Tachmod Eshet Re'echa V'avdo V'amato V'shoro V'chamoro V'kol Asher L'Re'echa. And now for the Ma meditation. Yud. Yud hey, Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav hey, Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav hey, Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav hey, Yud, Yud hey. Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav hey, Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav hey. Now for the abridged Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight.
And we all say Amen. It barasa ishta bakti parvi romam vita sevita darvita levita lau shemeda kucha leela min po birkata vishirata tushvechata venechemata damiran vealma. Yehei shlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromav v'yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen.
Tonight's class is a Zohar class. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row one, the right-hand column. When that opens up, scroll down to the third link under the Book of Shemot. That's Parashat Bo. When you get to the landing page for Parashat Bo, scroll down to section 5b, which starts at verse 111. Start with a L'shem Yehud because we've grounded the energy from our previous L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kutcha Berichu Ishtinte Vit Kilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavate B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah
Vahino Amadunaya Lohinu Alena Maseya Dena Kurane Alena Maseya Dena Kuranehu. Zaka Hulakeya Timoshe de Aleya Kitiu Yafita Mibene Adam Utakhein Bus Sintotecha Alkein Bera Elohim Leolam Ahavta Tzedek Patishna Rasha Alkein Meshachacha Elohim Elohecha Shemen Sason Mechave Recha Yach Yafita Mibene Adam Mishem Vachanoch Utsach Chen Basif Totecha Mino Ahuvanav Alkein Meshachacha Elohim Elohecha Me Avraham Vitzak Shemen Sason Me Ako Me Haverecha Me Shard Neviye Vaki Gever Desalik Bedargin Leilain Bila Salka Salik Varnashahara Layada Madi Amar. The translation. Praiseworthy is the portion of Moses about whom it is written, "You are fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into your lips. Therefore Elohim has blessed you forever. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore Elohim, your Elohim, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. You are fairer than the children of men." Means more than Seth and Hanoch. Grace is poured into your lips, more so than Noah and his sons, of whom it says, "And Noah found favor." Therefore Elohim, your Elohim, has anointed you more than Abraham and Isaac with the oil of gladness, more than Jacob above your fellows, refers to the other prophets. Is it possible that a man who rose to the highest levels, to which no other man rose, did not know what he was saying? My commentary, the pasuk is filled with code word explanations. Pasuk 112. Ela hakita menan haikai kitra dik rezot itkareisha kada alizot yikareisha Amai mashum ki meish luka ta'ha zot man hu ishahu ikreze vidahu ish zakar kada ki ze moshe a isha isha ze Vikreish ze vzeish vzot itnesi bat mizev dikre zachar. The translation, that this is what we have learned. This sephirah that is called zot, meaning feminine form of this, namely, Malchut is called woman, as it is written, she, the Hebrew feminine form of Zot, shall be called woman. And why is she called so? Because she, Zot, was taken out of man. Who is this man? He is the one who is called this, and is a male man, namely Zeronpin, as is written. For as for this, the Hebrew word is zeh, the masculine form of this, for as for this Moses, the man, so man is called zeh, and zeh is called man, and zot is taken from zeh, that is called male. My commentary. This verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Verse 113. Ugin daihi tamar de karbenukpa tilasalik dabeloda tamar kada akatim rotashan hamashan salikivar liukamov akamhola. Salil ba befal gut lelia, lemebad binumuso, lechad shatahavar, the Israel you come leachon. Therefore, she, namely Malchut, is called a palm tree. The Hebrew word is tamar, which denotes male and female, because the palm tree does not grow one without the other, male without a female. She is therefore called tamar, as it is written, like pillars, timrot of smoke. The same way as smoke rises with both white and black, so here too with malchut that is called zot. Everything is included in her at midnight, so she will perform her deeds together at once, white for Israel, which is mercy, and black for the heathen nations, which is judgment. My commentary, this verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 114. We owe the hallelujah, life, love, love, and the soul. Me Abraham, the key, the Alechem Laila, the eat for lag, lady, but Afaka. Moshe Amar Kachatzot Kamiflag, the Moshe Yada Delayabed, Nimuso Adit Palag. The translation. Before the night is divided in half at midnight, it does not perform its functions. Where do we know this? From Abraham, as it is written, and he divided himself against them at night, which means that it was divided in order to do its functions. Here too, Moses said about midnight, meaning that when the night reaches the middle, for Moses knew that its functions would not be performed until it does. My commentary. There is important information in this pasuk about the way of the spiritual system. Do you realize what it is? That judgment does not act without mercy being included. Pasuk 115. V'haki hawa dila ve'lelya. Nimuso adit palag, the palgut, Atra Aved Mimuso Ahidikti Vayahi Bachatzi Halayla Mai Bachatzi Befalgut Batra Bezimna Deahi Shalta Vishtaka Chayzot Limebat Nimusin Tadira Wekal Nimusa Deitaved Belelia Befalguta Batraga Batra Aitaved. The translation. And so it was that the rite did not perform its functions until midnight, for it performed its functions in the second half of the night. This is the meaning of it. It came to pass that at midnight. What is the connotation of mid? It means that during the second half, when Malchut rules, Zot, Malchut is always present to perform actions, and every action that was done at night was done in the second half. My commentary, this pasuk is clear as written. Page, pasuk 116. Vadonai ka kol bechor vadonai uvedino vadonai uvenimuso hikatal bechor haga hak vika moshe lo amarela umetwigo mer mahu hikaela te it arko kema diagruzin moshe diktil vahine lo shamata ato. The translation. And Hashem smote every firstborn. And Hashem is defined as him, Zeronkin, and his court, which is Malchut. And Hashem refers to him and his actions, smote every firstborn. He asked, Moses only said, and all the firstborn shall die. Why does it say here, smote? He answers, but Malchut of the aspect of judgment, which is called Ko, became aroused, and Moses threatened him. As it is written, behold, till now you would not hear. Therefore it is said, Hashem smote, which is the name Ko that slew all the firstborn of Egypt. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 117. Utana paro hakim hawa mikol harasho v'istakal mechazot deyaved peyadina v'zamin lecharva areya kimadi amar Moshe v'zot teda ki ani Hashem Uvihu maketi vayifen, paro mahu vayifen, viafne libeya mehir hura, dakada'a, vayifen haharom, viavo el beto, Velo shat lavo gam lezot gam ledar rabot haidiz mina Bechar-va-arim. Are-ve-la-sha-ve. Li-be-le-ka-be-le-ya-de-zot.
The translation. You learn that Pharaoh was wiser than all of his sorcerers and observed that Zot, namely Malchut, would execute judgment upon him and destroy his land, as Moses said. In this, Zot, you shall know that I am Hashem. It is written about him, and Pharaoh turned. Turned, meaning that he turned his heart away from this thought, as it is written, and Ahab turned. And went to his house, neither did set his heart even to this Zot. The word also, which is superfluous, is to add that one which will destroy his land, neither did set his heart even to this. Meaning the word also implies that even though he knew that the name Zot, which is Malchut, would destroy his land, he did not pay attention to it. My commentary, the verse is clear, written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Verse
118. Itbaru mishul kanehon kolinun deshaltin. Vemehachmata dilichon dikti b'eretz Mitzrayim v'kuhuchtar gimilaim v'tatayim te'itper baru mishutanechon kuhu bifzuka. Itchazun dikti mi bekor paro chayoshev al kiso ad bechor hashifa asher achar harechayim lekol bachor behema aku itchazun.
The translation. It is written, all the firstborn. Firstborn is the aspect Chachma, and all the firstborn denotes that even upper and lower levels were broken in power, meaning all those levels that ruled by the power of their wisdom, which is the wisdom of Egypt, as is written. All the firstborn in the land of Egypt, all the upper and lower levels that were broken in power are all alluded to in the verse. From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of cattle. So we see that they all are included in this passage. My commentary is that the verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 119. Sitama demila bibukor paro hayoshev al kiso kidratata dekuzu zemita. Malchuta dileila ad bechor hashivcha kitrash malatata amina dekucha dekudmita mi baatar arba rechayin arba mashirin ya mashirichir yan. Mashma maishum diktivatchar marechaim velo min harechaim.
Tataim. Ukol Bakor Behema Tataim Mitahtaim. Nukva mi nukvata Seishta kahu. Viatane bivire Vachamare. Piravritabai bezutre. Kabalin min chon govrin benukvin ad bechor hashvi asher bebed habor inun venafkin mishifadi bechon avdin liasire diishtaber du dun bechon lealmin willayif kun lecheru. The translation. In brief, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sits on his throne, refers to the power of the lowest Sephirah of the Klipot, which received from the upper Malchut, even to the firstborn of the maidservant, refers to the left Sephirah, which is under the power mentioned earlier, from behind four mills, which are the four legions of the Klipot. This is understood because it is written behind the millstone and not from the millstone. Because it is written behind the millstone and not from the millstone. And all the firstborn of cattle refer to those below the lower beings mentioned earlier. It is a female of the females of donkeys, cattle and donkeys, large and small animals, which are the levels of impurity. Males and females come out from them. To the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, means those that descend from the maidservant, or with them sorcery is performed over the prisoners in order to enslave them forever and ensure they never go free. This verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 120.
Uvruch tanuta deilein dagim sarivu mitraedi bechon avadu kishral Yisrael. Delayif kun min avdot kon le'almin uvhai ait faze gevurarta v'shultanuta v'kudsha barichu v'dukrana Dala yishtetze mi Yisrael V'edare darim V'ilaha wachela u'gvureta V'kudsha barichu Kol milchei amin V'kol harashei alma Behakime almin laif tkun li Yisrael min avduta disharat kitrin dilchon litavar kolin und kitrin begin li apkalon al daketiv milo yaracha melech Agoim kilechalia ata ki bekol dechachme agoim ukol balkutam mei
the translation. Because they relied upon these levels, the Egyptians refused to let the children of Israel go, for they formed a knot of sorcery against Israel, so that they would never be able to leave their bondage. The strength and dominion of the Holy One, blessed be He, is seen in this, and this memory will never cease from Israel for generation and generations. If not for the strength and power of the Holy One, blessed be He, none of the kings of the nations and all the sorcerers of the world would be able to deliver Israel from bondage. For He opened their bonds and smashed all these crowns of the firstborn of the captives mentioned earlier, in order to take them out to freedom. Referring to this, it is written, "Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For to you it is fitting, for among the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdom, there is none like you." My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. It is important that a true Kabbalist study the workings of the negative system. Verse 121. Bekar Rabbi Shimon Arin Kalei Aliyat Nach Amarkin Tura Dekit Rafa Ishtekach Mashab Chutun Peshava Kuchabrichu Kamazazim Nim Asher Hotzeiti Ha Meretz Mitzrayim Hotziacha. Hotziticha Meretz Mitzrayim Hotziacha B'Shem Elohecha B'Mitzrayim V'Yotziacha Hashem Elohecha Misham Hotzeiti Et Tzivotechem Zachor Et Kayom Hazeh Asher Yitzatam Mimitraim Ve'yotzi Achabif Befaniav Bechocho Hagadol Bemitraim Hotzia Hashem Et Kechem Mizeh. Translation. Rabbi Shimon wept, raised his voice, and sighed. He said, "There is an attachment form. Have you thought how much the Holy One, blessed be He, attached Himself and praised Himself so many times for the Exodus from Egypt? It is written, 'Who brought you out of the land of Egypt? Hashem, your Elohim, brought you forth out of Egypt. Hashem, your Elohim, brought you out from there. I brought your hosts out. Remember this day in which you came out from Egypt and brought you out, He Himself being present with His mighty power out of Egypt. Hashem brought you out from this place.'" The Exodus from Egypt is mentioned in the Torah 50 times. My commentary, the verse is clear as written, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Verse 122. Elatana yud kitrin inun letata ke gavna ilela v'kuhu setimin bitlata Ilein di amaran utlat di shrin yeshiru Behu al gevet gimul kadargin Ilein li divchin avdiodin. Shibut Hon Leonim. The translation. He answers, yet we learn that there are 10 crowns, meaning Sephirot, below in the Klipot is above in the holiness. They are all blocked by the 3 Klipot we mentioned, namely the firstborn of Pharaoh, the firstborn of the maidservant, and the firstborn of cattle. They form 3 ties on these 3 levels, with which they cause that Israel would never leave their bondage. My commentary. This verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Remember, to a student of Kabbalah, Egypt does not refer to the physical land, but to the limiting thoughts that we apply to ourselves. These limits can be considered sorcery. We are out of time, and so we will finish this section on Thursday evening. Does anyone have any questions? And while you're unmuting yourself, I will speak of the classes tomorrow, where we will have 3 classes. One was at 10:30, where we will go through chapter 2 of the book of Job. One is at 3 o'clock, which will be a class on advanced reincarnation. And then one at 4:30 West Coast time. And that class is going to be our Rosh Chodesh connection for the month of Shavuot. Are there any questions? Wish you all Shavua Tov, Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful week. I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.